Greetings, everybody. I'm your host, James Gillen, with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate. We're all over the net, and all you got to do is type in eSETI Stargate or BBS Radio, and you'll find us. We've got a great show today. We've got Earth Changes, UFO, UAP, Charlie Kirk, Contact is Happening Now, which is our title, and just as we predicted, September would be a wild ride, with G3 solar storms. There'll be increases in severe weather, earthquakes, and volcanic activity. Anything can happen right now. And the changes will escalate all the way through December. October 30th is the peak of the solar cycle. Magnetic fields are at an all-time low. The poles are shifting rapidly, and the Shubin resonance is expected to go off the charts, affecting human resonance. So it looks like we're headed for a critical mass, a great awakening, and everything is pointing in that direction. The off-world higher councils are all lined up to assist, once and for all to end the 450,000 years of tyranny. And as I've said before, this goes all the way back to the Anunnaki when Marduk and Enlil and that crowd, when they made a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy of the earth, they went against their own people. And so now what you've got is a real situation, draconian law for ever since then. And that's coming to an end. Haog, the commander of the Orion Council of Light, and Siavon, commander of the Pleiadian warrior class, are mopping up the nastiest of the nasties. And something's way outside most people's understanding and pay grade, basically. And things are going kinetic on many levels. So there is a limit to allowing, just as there is a limit to tolerance, and upon which self-love demands action. The globalists and the left have gone far beyond that limit. Many keep asking if Charlie Kirk was a professional hit. I really do not like getting into this. This isn't stuff I like to cover, but since it keeps coming up over and over again, in meditation, I was told there were allegedly 7 people that were directly involved and many more indirectly on a very high level. So the gun was not with him when the accused assassin ran away, yet was found in the woods neatly wrapped up. One in the chamber fired and several engraved bullets left at the scene with far-left Antifa slogans. Sounds like a divisionary tactic there. But anyway, we have to ask, did the bullet come from the magic bilocating gun or from somewhere else? Many cars with out-of-state plates were seen earlier coming and going from the alleged shooter's residence. A note was left saying he had an opportunity to participate in taking out Charlie Kirk and was taking it. Then the note disappeared. Who provided the would-be assassin, the opportunity? So that's the big question. The suspect allegedly was also a crisis actor, and that was, we have to ask, what was his role, as a crisis actor? Why did the old man with a banana in his pocket jump up and say, "I did it," to create a distraction? Was he another crisis actor, or what was his role or motive? According to the remote viewers and other experts, a shot came from somewhere else to the side of Charlie. So we have to ask, where's the bullet? Where's the forensic trajectory models? They haven't seen them yet, have we? Anyway, there are online socially engineered hate groups and, the deep state pulls from for patsies. There's also MKUltra, mind control, Manchurian candidates waiting to be activated. And this could also be one of all those above answers as to how it was carried out. So a lot of times they'll really muddy the water with several things, and it's not just one thing. And then they get everybody fighting with each other over who has the truth, And they may all have the truth. It could be an all of the above answer. Now this one really gets me. A book about the shooting of Charlie Kirk was on Amazon on the 9th. The New York Times and LA Times covered the shooting of Charlie Kirk all on the 9th. He was killed on the 10th. So, do they have psychics on their staff, their own Project Looking Glass? Nothing is adding up here. This event has more twists and turns than a rattlesnake. I used to live in the desert and know them very well. This show is pre-recorded on Thursday. By the time it airs, more information will surface, some true, some misleading. So you will have the standard players, just as in the Trump assassination, going back, as far back to Kennedy and Lincoln in an attempt to push a controlled narrative. It's an old playbook. I would not be surprised if the alleged shooter becomes unalived, like a Oswald 2.0. Now, this just in, Turning Point USA previously turned down $150 million to take a more supportive role with Israel, something a lot of politicians took, We'll go into that later. But some of Charlie's donors were livid. One in particular, who donated $1 million to the alleged shooter's father. This is getting crazy, folks, In his previous podcast, Charlie said, "We all need to decouple from the secular Jews due to financing anti-American groups like Antifa, BLM, Open Borders, and a host of others involved in the ongoing divisions and rioting in America." And what adds salt to the wound is they were reimbursed by taxpayers' money. Good old USAID comes back up again. He was worried about repercussions for turning down that offer. But anyway, he was a man of integrity. He said, "No, I'm going to speak the truth wherever I find it," basically, something we all need to do. And there were quite a few Israeli cell phones operating at the event, so I would listen to Candace Owens and a few other investigative reporters to connect the dots. Okay, there's even more breaking news. An FBI whistleblower just exposed Operation Arctic Frost, the secret FBI plot that targeted Charlie Kirk, Trump, and 92 other Republicans for assassination. Now that's a boom. You can't ignore that one. So we all know the players: Obama, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Clintons, and a host of other deep staters, Democrats, and rhinos suffering from TDS. These morally and integrity impaired people are the ones that made the list, obviously. And this is treason along with other previous actions against a duly elected president. So there's no other word for it. These same folks are hypocritically saying we are preserving democracy. In truth, they're preserving the deep state, their positions of power, and covering their asses at any cost. The Democratic Party is in free fall. The global elite's demoralization program has failed. America has woken up. Actually, globally, people are waking up, and people are disgusted with their vile antics and behavior, and they're leaving in drones. So, Charlie's assassination is playing a major part in restoring basic Christian and American values. His death has created a firestorm against the deep state globally, and it's uniting the world. Raise your voices, question everything. And let the debates become epidemic. All right, speaking of controlled narratives, Anna Paulina Luna is asking all the right questions in the congressional UFO UAP hearings. I love watching those being questioned squirm when she asks, "Are any of these ships interdimensional, spiritually and technologically advanced? Maybe our ancient ancestors here to help?" Not one has answered that question. It's a definite avoid at all cost questions in all government agencies. They would have to admit they've been working with the negative ETs for advanced technology since 1945. They allowed abductions, used deadly force on researchers and contactees, withheld anti-gravity, counter-gravity, fuelless energy, and miracle healing technology from the people. The religions would all have to reevaluate their interpretations of their books, their understandings of the cosmos, the origin of man and religion. They all have to go back to the original teachings of the masters, unifying all cultures and religions. Gonna be a lot of resistance to that one. Anyway, actually, I already wrote the book for him, UFOs, The Origin of Man and Religion. So I already did the work. Anyway, all deception, tyranny, and the controller's power would come to an end, along with the reign of war and disease profiteers with true disclosure. Countries you would think would be at war are already united in space, working on advanced projects. The Galactic Federation of Worlds and Space Force are just two examples. And here's a good one for all you debunkers. If we have built our own UAVs, which is common knowledge, what does UAV stand for? Alien Reproduction Vehicle. Let that sink in. Case closed, basically. How do you get around that one? They'll try. Anyway, the controlled narrative is why disclosure has failed for over 70 plus years, and why all you have from the government is fuzzy Tic Tacs back engineered by Lockheed and blurred radar images. There are phenomenal pictures and footage globally of ships in every shape, size, and color, some interdimensional, breaking all the laws of known physics, fleets of them, and it's increasing exponentially globally. I mean, you just type in UFOs and go to TikTok and all of them. Just go to, it'll pop up. Yes, there is some CGI. Yes, there is AI, but that's just to muddy the waters, basically. Anyway, I was locked out of the major conferences for covering the subject of benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-worlders, our ancient ancestors here to help. For 40 years, we have known who they are, their origins, intentions, both good, bad, and in between. It's best to side with the benevolent ones. Sadly, others, the controllers, chose the malevolent side of contact. And this information has been repeated redundantly on my shows during my self-mastery ambassador training workshops, and it's available to everyone on, eSETI.org website and eSETI Stargate TV site. You can get the ambassador training, self-mastery training workshops, all of that. See all the footage, all the videos, everything. And if you go check out those sites, the same major information, was given at all major conferences before I was uninvited to ever speak again, mostly by the good old boys network that maintained the controlled narrative. A very integrity and morally impaired group, having very little to do with disclosure and everything to do with censorship and the cover-up. Most testifying before Congress. So many off-world visitors we know personally by name, I pray Representative, Ana Paulina Luna can overcome the controlled narrative. And have you noticed there's not any difference in the disclosure players than most of the UFO committees, the controlled narrative group? These entertainers have nothing to do with real disclosure. Congressional disclosure has the same good old boys club, either totally ignorant of the multidimensional, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, or part of the limited hangout, controlled narrative program. Then there's the planned opposition, the posers and the shills, a disgrace to disclosure, blocking the sharing of advanced technologies that would clean up the planet, end the war on disease profiteers in poverty, take children out of cancer wards, and give veterans back their limbs lost in service to America. Whoops, sounds like a little Charlie Kirk just popped out of me, So I think a little Charlie Kirk's gonna have to pop out in everyone in the days to come. But we've got to, there's both of these charades, disclosure and the cover-up concerning who was behind Charlie's death, need to be questioned, deeply questioned. Anyway, I would have loved to sit down with Charlie and have a discussion about UFOs. It was on my mind, and I was actually going to invite him on the show. Where they are referenced in the Bible, ancient Vedas, cuneiform texts with frescoes on church walls throughout Europe, temples in Egypt, including cave paintings, the pillar clouds that were fire by night that parted the Red Sea, the lights on the river Jabbar, The enlightened, we're communicating with. Ezekiel has an incredible account of a landing, the aftermath of which did not work out very well for the inhabitants of the land. So, after that landing, supposedly, there was wheels within wheels with flashing lights all around them, and this object came down. It was a shiny disc. It was had feet like bronze. They had bronze feet like cows, like cattle, and it had fire and brimstone coming out from underneath it. And when it landed, it sounded like a thousand rushing rivers. I mean, obviously that's a UFO. And then out of it, stepped a man who ordered six of his men with their shouting weapons to go destroy, all the people in Israel, basically what Israel is today. And they did. Six men destroyed a whole city. So there's your origin of the wrathful God, the Old Testament God. Yeah, I can go more into that, but you can figure that out later. But anyway, the little g gods were often mistaken for the all that is the absolute God. Anyway, again, no, this is strange. Someone didn't like that. My computer stopped scrolling. Anyway, in the Bible also there's the sweet energy of the Pleiades. Yeah, they're talking about the sweet energy of the Pleiadians, who are very aligned with the house of Mary, the divine feminine, and they have the sons of Arcturus, the many mansions, and that's, just in the Bible. The Vedas actually talk about flying ships, Vimanas, their weapons, drives, red mercury propulsion systems, etc. They were the builder races. Some were antediluvian before the flood. Their structures and pyramids dot the globe, some buried due to great cataclysms, and others underneath the ice in the Antarctic. The big question would be, who were the little g gods, the bearded gods recorded throughout history? And, here's a great question, and before I get crucified, I just want to say, I love Jesus. I speak with him often, as many do. And for the record, his real name is Yeshua ben Joseph. The Greeks gave him the name Jesus, son of Zeus. And the big question is, how does demanding everyone to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior or burn in hell create universal peace? I'm not saying those that have aligned with Yeshua should not continue. Is it not a primitive to force our belief or religion on others? I mean, it seems to be a long history of that, usually ending up in genocide. Do Buddhists go to heaven? How about Native Americans? What if people choose the House of Mary, Kuan Yin, a feminine deity? What about Babaji and others? And many of the other ascended masters, all speaking of love, being kind and service to each other, using prayer and meditation to make your own personal God connection. What about the atheist who is kind and loving? He's lived a life, or she's lived a life, in service to others, but could not accept the dogmas and divisions espoused, within many of the churches. Those perpetuating fear, guilt, unworthiness. How limited is the love and forgiveness of God and Jesus? That's the question we need to ask. I was going to put in there just asking for a friend, but anyway, having died twice myself, leaving the door open, trust me, all good people are in heaven and that have crossed over, and heaven is a multidimensional. It's there's oh, so many mansions to heaven beyond your imagination. And just as there's so many dimensions, and it's not all about, getting a harp and a cloud, and you might be getting a light ship, and a well, I'll leave it at that. Anyway, there is, however, a place where those who went against the teachings of the prophets, ascended masters, universal law, and were self-serving, unkind to humanity and the earth. Some to the point of unwarranted violence and genocide, in their power struggles. And they have a special place, somewhere else. Never too late to come clean. There's always forgiveness, but until they get their act together, there has to be a place to put them. The lower fourth dimension is where they end up joining others of like mind, and some aren't even human. And they won't be happy campers. They think they're immune to karma. They're not. Anyway, imagine if we looked for the similarities, the golden threads that bind all religions, a universal law found in all ancient teachings. Most other religions accept Jesus as a prophet, a grand enlightened master who became one with God. Yet many Christians will not accept those in other religions, cultures, and faiths. They're avatars that also became enlightened, one with God, even though many said the same thing Jesus said, almost verbatim. In the missing years of Jesus, where did he go? India, Tibet, Europe? It's pretty well documented. His family did have a shipping business. It's not, is it not universal peace, unity, ending in the division, the core of almost all faiths? Did not Paul say, there are no divisions in God? When you're walking in love, you're walking with God. The answer to universal peace is in all of the aforementioned questions. And the answer's in your heart. Unfortunately, I'll never have that conversation with Charlie. His questioning mind and brilliant intellect would have led him down the path of enlightenment. He was well on his way. He had some major revelations the controllers would not allow him to express. Revelations that get people assassinated, basically. So listen to his last podcast and fill in the dots. Candace Owen knows the answers. Pray she remains safe as well. Maybe if we did have that conversation, he may have, would have realized we're not alone and never have been alone in the multidimensional universe. God is more vast than any of us can imagine, and that vastness is the spark within. We can all ignite to the full flame. At least he would be open for that discussion, not like the UFO UAP disclosure movements, conferences, the controlled narratives running the show today. It's really sad. Most of the resistance we get doesn't come from churches or our government. It's really from the UFO community itself that have been socially engineered and are following this controlled narrative. I mean, that's where we get most of the resistance, which is really sad. We do get a lot of, I don't want to go into that, but I've been demonetized, debanked, almost decapitated. A bullet went right past my head. I've had brake lines cut, lug nuts taken off. And it just goes to show what you get when you start telling the truth. But anyway, many of the open-minded alternative talk shows that invite us on their shows then uninvite us due to fear of losing followers, or the blowback from dropping truth bombs concerning the real history of Earth is ongoing. And need I name them? I mean, you know who they are. They're the big ones. Anyway, wait until they find out the spiritually and technologically advanced ETs are mega. They're all about make Earth great again. So anyway, we're extremely already in debt to them. Without their help, we would have been conquered by the darker forces and living in the dark ages, basically. They've blocked kill shots from the sun, which would have knocked out all of our technology. They've diverted comets and meteors and helped clean up some very nasty underground facilities. Facilities with unimaginable, ungodly things going on. And we're talking about child trafficking and the Chrome word. Anyway, I wonder how censoredness fits into the awakening, healing, and liberation of Earth. So many profess to be on the forefront thereof. We've had our fill of the negative ETs and the controllers. Maybe it's time to invite and usher in benevolent ones, the protectors and liberators. Einstein warned us doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is a form of insanity. Religions and governments have failed to bring universal peace, and it's time to try something else. How about through the hearts and minds of the people? How about, that Charlie Kirk coming forward and everyone and start questioning this socially engineered reality we're under, and question people's character by their actions. Their actions define their character, and so that has to happen. There are extremely spiritually and technologically advanced Multidimensional Councils, Galactic Federation of World Space Force, the White Hats, all working together, and looks like some who profess to be step, to be in step with the planetary liberation or out of step, basically. The last thing I want to cover is keeping the lights on at the Lahar Foundation. The Lahar Foundation is the ministry and the parent group of ISETI. And although we have wonderful volunteers, the cost to keep ISETI going is astronomical. People have no idea, what it takes to maintain a 70-acre ranch, the buildings on it, the utilities, feeding everybody, just the equipment and, the radio shows, everything. It's minimum about $100,000 a year. So this doesn't include any new construction or the 30 acres acquired to recreate an extremely high-tech healing and educational center. We want to utilize both frequency healing technologies on the planet and eventually off-world. There's a lot of spiritual technologies, as well as counseling work that can really help in supporting the physical healing process. So, and one of the main problems in society is the absence of universal law, establishing impeccable integrity and moral character within our youth, and a reminder for the adults. When you get a circle, you get a circle on a campfire and you get a talking stick and you have the kids and their parents come to this. And then you start asking you start it off and you tell the kids, okay, everybody's equal. You can say whatever is on your mind, whatever you feel here. And just speak from your heart. And we're going to start off by asking questions and we're going to pass the stick. And the children first are going to answer these questions. And you start off and you say, what do we need to do to heal the earth? And these kids start talking. And when they start talking, their parents get embarrassed. And they go, oh my God, I have strayed so far away from who I am and what I came to do. And it's just amazing. And then you give the stick to the adults, and they're mostly apologizing to the children, and apologizing for the choices they've made and how they were outside of universal law. But many are going, well, I was just trying to put food on the table and take care of the family, but that's really not an excuse anymore. And so, when you have circles like this, which we probably will do more of these things and actually film them, so other people can see. It really hits you right in the heart when you see this. And these it's just amazing. And things like that, we really need to get the message out. And there's a lot of ways to do it. And we've watched millions go into the personal accounts of those who are extremely compromised and have lesser integrity and moral character. I mean, I know stories that people would just freak out if they knew what their icon was up to off the stage. But anyway, a lot of them have been promising disclosure and fearless energies. Neither have come to pass through them or their organizations. These technologies were shelved. And I've watched that over and over. I've actually warned some scientists, don't go there. You'll never see your technology again. And that's exactly what happened. And so we have a 40-year track record of real disclosure and knowledge of working models of extremely efficient and powerful beneficial technologies since the 90s. And I actually brought this out at the International UFO Congress, which I'm kind of banned from now, and back in the 90s. And we got so much heat. I mean, there was countries coming after us, the people in the free energy movement are not who you think they are. That one of the scientists had his car stolen, his family's threatened, and his lab blown up. So, as I'm saying before, the people that we put in charge of bringing this information and this technology in have all pretty much signed up with the controlled narrative. And it's not going to happen there. We have to try something else. Follow the words of Einstein. But anyway, rather than continuing to pour money down a rat hole, why not try something else? Support real disclosure, extremely documented contact, those dedicated to the awakening and healing of humanity, the Earth, with an impeccable integrity and a 40-year track record. We welcome your support to make America galactic again. So please help the Lahar Foundation, Nisseti, keep the shows going, the doors open. And your donations are invaluable, appreciated, and put to good use by a lot of hardworking people for the betterment of humanity and the earth. And do not donate if you and your family can't afford it. Take care of yourselves first. Let's get behind real disclosure and stop funding the 70 plus year fail, the controlled narrative and integrity challenge documentaries and carnivals, because contact is happening now. And it's not going to come through the present structures. So anyway, in deepest love and service, I'm James Gillen signing off. And we do, again, we could really use a few donations to get through. We've had a very slow 2 years due to COVID and due to other things. People just aren't traveling in the economy and everything. We definitely want to keep the doors open and actually continue to grow and prosper like everybody else. So, anyway, on that note, have a great evening. Great evening. Watch the skies. Disclosure is going to come from the heavens. You're going to see fleets of ships appearing in your skies, every size, shape, and color. And, the present system, it's not going to come through the present system. It's going to have to come through the hearts and minds of the people. On that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next weekend.
That Arizona sky burning in your eyes. You look at me, and baby, wanna catch on fire. It's buried in my soul, like California gold. You found the light in me that I couldn't find. So when I'm all choked up but I can't find the words.
Like twice my entire life, and since Charlie Kirk is unable to go to church this Sunday, I'm gonna go and take his seat for him, and we'll see how it goes.
Here's the line for the second service, and there's never a line. By the way, there's never a line.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
I was just about to walk into church for the first time in my adult life.
This was my first time going to church in almost 7 years, maybe even more than 7 years. I went to church today because of Charlie Kirk and his family.
I didn't know Charlie Kirk, never met that guy before in my life. And something else that I've never done before in my life is believe in God. I'm gonna wear this suit to church. I'm gonna go to church. I'm going to try to be a better father, husband, and leader for my family. They deserve that.
It was the first time in 20 years for me and Devin. It was the first time for our children.
I am just humbled by God.
It's all God. It's all God. God alone. God alone.
It wasn't for nothing. I created you with purpose. Even through the darkest valley, you continued to love me and follow me, and I will bless you.
Experimental version of the plane that secretly we've been flying for almost 5 years, and we're confident that it massively overpowers the capabilities of any other nation.
These are entities that are here on this earth, that have been on this earth, that who knows how long, and that we think they're coming in from way out. Maybe they did millennia ago, but they're here, and they're in these deep water areas. And that's why, I mean, like we say, we know more about the face of the moon than we do what's going on there. And we have a higher propensity of sightings around these 5 or 6, I believe, deep water areas. And so to me, it just it creates a question there. And then when we have naval personnel telling me that we have these sightings, and that there's these underwater craft they're chasing that are doing hundreds of miles an hour, and the best we've got is something that does maybe just a little under 40 miles an hour.
Ships at sea, the tic-tac is a transmedium phenomenon that can travel seamlessly between air and water. With no visible propulsion system, the tic-tac has been estimated to be around 40 feet in length. Official Navy sonar records track these UAP rapidly ascending thousands of feet underwater in only seconds. This rapid pressure change would instantly crush any known man-made submarine.
Reasonably sure that this is the case is that the tic-tac was being operated by Lockheed Martin, and it's conceivable that that was being operated neuromeditatively, psionically, by a human psionic, which is what I understand is the way that these retrieved non-human craft are being operated.
I can't back that up, but I think that at Wright-Patterson Field, if you could get into certain places, you'd find out what the Air Force and the government knows about UFOs.
Yeah, I got in all my tabs here. I'm tracking. But it looks weird. My tabs, reticle, it's not there anymore. It is attached to the craft itself. It's hard to explain.
The controversial UFO video shot 6 years ago has rarely been seen by the public. It too is one of the most spectacular UFO videos ever recorded. Experts who have analyzed it are intrigued. As incredible as it sounds, it looks like a Hollywood-type spaceship caught on tape.
It's a UFO up there.
It is. I got it.
Absolutely incredible UFO orb footage. This footage was captured in May of 2025. This is nothing other than something non-human. we all have to really come to grips that we are being visited and have been for a very, very long time. What do you all think? What are your observations?
Thin air. They're on camera right now. Oh my
Is it
gosh.
By it?
Oh my gosh. There's one coming towards the mountain while the other one's going away.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you were saying satellites don't go like that, right? They go on an orbit.
I can't get this guy.
Oh,
oh he is. He's powering up.
Yes.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Whoa. Whoa, that was an incredible one. That was a nice, I got it all on film. I got that one on film. That was a white out your screen moment. That was an epic moment there.
I'm like on emotional.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.